LJ, Brisbane's G20 soundtrack is set to entertain locals and visitors, we're told. The Brisbane G20 soundtrack is happening over G20 weeks. 7 days of free music, over 100 musicians in the Queen Street Mall and all around the city. It's happening between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. each day. Lots of entertainment. I can just imagine Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin and all the others getting out there and rocking along.
You reckon they're just going to be cruising around the streets? What about their entourage of 100 cars?
Yeah, well, that might slow things down a bit.
Yeah,
perhaps. But I'm sure they'll be getting out there and having a good time. Thought we'd have a chat to one of the performers at the G20 soundtrack, and that is Solman Ogaya. Sol, welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I was wondering what sort of music that you were into. Then I saw that you performed in the Songs of Haight-Ashbury stage show. And, of course, Haight-Ashbury was the hub of 60s hippie movement in San Francisco. And I thought, maybe that says something about the sort of music that you are into.
Well, to be honest, there are definite connections there in terms of Songs of Haight-Ashbury stage show. I was singing songs by Sly and the Family Stone.
Right.
So I don't know if you remember them, but they were the guys that had Everyday People and I Want to Take You Higher and songs of that ilk. Everybody Dance Now. So their songs all had a very positive, uplifting spin, and the thing that people generally tended to point out about them was that they were into community and they were into like a kind of vibe where it was like non-racial barriers. We're all just everyday people trying to live a happy life type thing. So there's definitely parallels there in terms of what I get into in my music, but my stuff's more of a smooth soul blues type thing. It does have the same positive, uplifting vibe.
Got to tell you, I'm a huge fan because I go to the Rockley Markets.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and when I see you there, I think, oh, fantastic. So I go and get a cup of coffee. I just sit down at a table by myself when I can get a seat. Sometimes you just have to share a table with people you've never met before. And just honestly, I feel like I'm in a movie and you're the soundtrack.
Oh, fantastic. That's brilliant. Can't get better feedback than that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I love my favourite song. I think you might finish with it, the one about the happy song.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. Oh. It's interesting because I've been introducing that song just of late, saying, look, I don't follow the news, but I get the news from my phone, we need this song. And then I sing the song, which is like basically think of every little thing, they'll make you happy and you'll get happy type thing.
Oh, you can feel it. It becomes like, you know, at Rockley Markets, it's pretty busy at, you know, Saturday mornings. Mm. It's after our show, Murray. So you can feel the happiness building up in the area, though.
Yeah,
it's really strong and powerful. It's great.
Yeah. Look out for that groupie. Look out for that groupie sitting by herself at a table just near the front of your stage. And that's LJ.
That'll be me.
Cool. We'll definitely have to say hello next time.
Yeah, I will, Sol.
So, you know what? I'll be there today.
Terrific.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. So this morning I'll have to pop in afterwards. Great.
Yeah, awesome. That'd be great. I'll see you then.
Okay.
What's your background, Sol?
Right, so I'm quite a mix because I've got Jamaican parents. I was raised in England. I was born in Gibraltar, which is just off the coast of Spain, the Rock of Gibraltar. And I'm married to an Australian now and been living in Australia for, the last 20 years. And so, you know, it's quite a mix. But beginning family was Jamaican parents.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What's inspired you along the way? What's got you into the music industry and what inspires you to write the music?
I think it's just the pure joy of creativity. That's the main thing. It's like there's nothing like that moment when you're actually finding a new song or receiving a new song or writing a new song, however you want to put that. It's probably all of the above, you know. That's a beautiful moment, and it's kind of it shines a light on the days and the weeks, just that experience of creativity. And I think that people get it in different ways. Like I'm sure LJ would get it with her paints and doing the painting and, you know, I'm not sure what sort of hobby you might have outside of or work you might have outside of what you do at the radio station.
Hey, that's a good question. Murray, what is your creative hobby?
My hobby is film and TV locations.
Of course, I knew that.
Film and TV locations, wherever they've shot films and TVs all around the world, but in particular in Australia. I love taking photos, looking at what it was like in the movie or TV show and what it's like now. Putting together a book of that.
Oh, wow.
That's great. That's my thing. That's what I do when I've got spare time. That and looking for a good super scheme.
Okay, well, things are going to improve. I know that.
Hey, Muzz.
For you, Muzz,
You must remember to tell us when your book comes out so we can interview you.
Okay, yes. I'll be the first one on my show.
Hey, now tell me, Sol, about how you record. Do you have a little recording studio at home? I mean, technology's changed so much, hasn't it?
Technology has really changed, but actually I went down the route of getting some gear together and endeavouring to record on my own at home. But you know what? I found it was too much to try and be the engineer / producer and the artist and get into that moment in that zone. And I guess you get used to it after a while, but what I did last time I recorded was I recorded some basic stuff at home, and then to actually finish the product, I went off and did recordings with other people in their studios.
Well, and I think, you know, sound engineers have a lifetime of experience. Why not get them to do their job? That's the problem with the way that, you know, recording technology has changed. Now everybody can just push a button on their well, whatever you're using, you know, GarageBand or Pro Tools or whatever software it is, and record anything. But, you know, those guys that have been doing it forever, they know how to change sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. And then you've also got that, you're able to sit in the space of being the creative artist and stay in that space rather than moving out from one hemisphere to the other, you know, to left to right or right to left hemisphere. And I found that was really hard. So I got to a certain point with the recording, which was I had laid down all the basic tracks, and then that was when I was realizing I wasn't enjoying it so much. So fortunately, I got friends that, you know, have studios and have that engineering background. So I sort of just made arrangements with a couple of guys that I know, and that's how I did the last one. And I think I would do the next one similarly. Mm-hmm. I would definitely use my. I've got gear at home, just a little bit of basic gear at home that I could get the initial ideas down on, or get the initial tracks for a finished product down, and then I would finish it with someone else where I could just feel free to concentrate on the actual creative aspect of it.
And Sol, how do you feel, you know, about the creative process? Are you just a hard worker that just keeps going at it writing those songs, or do you wait until, you know, the energy comes that you can then hear the song in your head? How does it happen for you?
Look, for me, LJ, it's great in that I'm fairly prolific, so I get a lot of ideas for songs, and what it tends to be is that something will be happening in my life or in my environment, and I have this thing, I've got this little quirk where I'll just start singing about it. I'll sing about that thought, and I'll be wanting to frame it in some sort of rhyming couplet or some sort of singable form, and so it's often that's the start, and then I'll grab the guitar, because I principally play guitar as my main instrument. I'll grab the guitar and just find out what chords might work with that, what kind of backing, and, you know, and take it from there. But there's no shortage of ideas flowing through my mind.
You're lucky.
It's more having the time to finalize things. And, you know, that's a bit different from actually having finished work, you know.
And what about your mum and dad? Did they sing and play music around the house?
Yeah, we were a very musical family. My dad was right into all kinds of music, from sort of Jamaican folk music to world folk. He spent a bit of time in America, so, and he was playing music over there, so from all that kind of thing.
Well, it's in your DNA then, hey?
Yeah, it's a little bit in the DNA. Mum used to play as well, and then I've got brothers who play guitars and know how to go. I remember one brother having a go. He didn't play it anymore, but like, he was playing violin for a while and things. So, yeah, very musical family, and, you know, love music in all aspects, from singing to playing to dancing to,
Should have the whole family up on stage.
Yeah. It's funny, I was just thinking about that. I'm a little bit far away from where they all are, because the majority of my family, not all, but the majority of my immediate family are in the UK.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's a long way away.
It is, unfortunately, a bit difficult to get together for a gig.
to get together for the gig, later today. I'm not sure that it'll rock up at Rocklea.
Now, the Brisbane G20 soundtrack, you're there performing in that week. Whereabouts can we catch up with you?
Yeah, I'll be at Milano's and in the mall. And obviously that'll be just when Obama and the others drop in. So you might be a little bit hard pushed to get a seat at that point because they'll have all the security there and everything like that. But no, I'm just joking.
Well, hopefully it's going to be so busy for you that Obama's going to have a hard time getting a seat there in front
right.
of you.
The other way around. Oh, what's going on down there?
That's right.
Okay, Barack, we're taking you in.
Beautiful. Well, three shows at the Milano Cafe. That's next Friday, isn't it?
Next Friday, yes. Yeah.
Terrific. Well, enjoy that. Have a fun time at the G20, and hopefully we'll catch up again sometime, Sol.
Awesome. Thanks, Murray. Thanks, LJ.
See
and,
you, Sol.
Great to chat to you. Great to be able to speak, get in touch with your listeners. Thank you. Woo!